On July 4th, 2012, physicists gathered at CERN erupted in celebration. They had found it, the Higgs boson, the final missing piece of the Standard Model of particle physics. This discovery cost $9 billion, required the largest machine ever built, and involved thousands of scientists working across decades. But here's the uncomfortable truth. This particle exists for less than a trillionth of a second and will likely never have practical applications. So why did we bother? The answer reveals something profound about what it means to be human. We built the Large Hadron Collider not because it would cure diseases or power our cities, but because we needed to know. We needed to understand why some particles have mass while others don't, why atoms hold together, why the universe looks the way it does. This is curiosity in its purest form, the drive to comprehend reality at its most fundamental level, regardless of utility. Strip away the complexity of our world, and you'll find something startling. Nearly everything around you is made from just three particles. Electrons, up quarks, and down quarks combine to create atoms, which form molecules, which build mountains and oceans and living creatures. It's like discovering that all of Shakespeare's plays were written using only 26 letters. The Standard Model extends this simplicity. 12 matter particles, 6 quarks, 6 leptons, plus force-carrying bosons create the entire observable universe. Yet, this elegant structure had a glaring hole. Without the Higgs boson, the mathematics worked beautifully but described a universe nothing like ours. Electrons would be massless, racing through space at light speed. Atoms couldn't form. Chemistry would be impossible. Physicists spent decades trying to eliminate the Higgs from their equations because it made the model messier, more complicated. Every alternative failed. The universe insisted on the Higgs, whether physicists liked it or not. When the discovery was finally announced, it completed a puzzle we'd been working on since the 1960s, not because we wanted technological breakthroughs, but because an incomplete understanding of reality is intolerable to the scientific mind. The Higgs boson matters less than the Higgs field from which it emerges. In quantum physics, particles are vibrations in fields, invisible entities with values at every point in space. Most fields rest at zero in empty space, but the Higgs field maintains a constant non-zero value of 246 GeV everywhere, even in the deepest vacuum. Think of a pendulum attached to the floor rather than hanging from above. Its lowest energy state isn't pointing up at zero, but resting on the floor. That's the Higgs field. It's energetically favorable to be on rather than off. As particles move through this omnipresent field, they acquire mass based on interaction strength. The electron barely notices it, gaining tiny mass. The top quark interacts strongly, becoming nearly as massive as a gold atom. If we dial down the Higgs field value, electrons would become lighter and atoms would balloon in size. Simple molecules might survive, but complex structures like DNA would disintegrate. The Higgs field doesn't just give particles mass, it makes chemistry, biology, and life possible. The Large Hadron Collider stretches 17 miles underground beneath the Swiss-French border, circulating protons at 99.999996% of light speed. These protons aren't simple point particles, but floppy bags containing quarks, antiquarks, and gluons. When they collide, their energy converts into mass through Einstein's E equals mc², creating heavier particles that didn't exist before. It's like smashing two watches together and occasionally producing a Rolex. The LHC creates about 500 million collisions per second, each generating hundreds of particles that spray through massive detectors. ATLAS and CMS, the two largest experiments, are engineering marvels. ATLAS resembles an alien spaceship with 8 giant magnets storing over a billion joules of energy, while CMS weighs 13,800 tons and contains 78,000 crystals grown over a decade. These detectors must identify particles by their signatures. Electrons curve in magnetic fields, photons travel straight, quarks fragment into jets, and neutrinos escape entirely, leaving only missing energy as evidence. The challenge is staggering. Finding the Higgs is like detecting a whisper in a hurricane, a slight statistical excess of certain events buried in overwhelming background noise. The solution requires throwing away most of the data, keeping only a few hundred interesting events per second, then distributing analysis across computing centers in 35 countries. By December 2011, rumors spread through the physics community that something significant was coming. Both ATLAS and CMS had seen hints of a new particle near 125 GeV, but the evidence remained below the 5 sigma threshold required for discovery, meaning there was more than 1 in a million chance the signal was random fluctuation. The LHC resumed operation in February 2012 at higher energy, and by June, both experiments had collected enough data. On July 4, when the results were unveiled, Peter Higgs, the theorist who predicted this particle in 1964, became emotional as the audience gave him a standing ovation. Both experiments had crossed 5 sigma. The particle was real. Yet intriguing anomalies appeared. Both detectors saw more 2-photon events than the standard model predicted. These discrepancies might indicate something beyond the minimal Higgs, perhaps a portal to hidden sectors containing new particles, maybe even the dark matter that comprises 80% of the universe's mass. The discovery wasn't an ending, but a beginning. We now know a Higgs-like particle exists at 125 GeV, but we're still learning its properties, still searching for deviations that might reveal deeper truths about reality. When Robert Wilson testified before Congress in 1969 about funding Fermilab's accelerator, Senator Pastor pressed him on national security benefits. Wilson admitted there were none, but offered something else. The project related to the respect with which we regard one another, the dignity of man, our love of culture, all the things we really venerate in our country and make it worth defending. The Higgs boson will never power our cars or cure cancer. It exists for less than a zeptosecond before decaying. We can't manipulate the Higgs field because doing so would require more energy than exists on Earth. Yet this research produced the World Wide Web, advances in superconducting magnets, medical imaging technologies, and inspired countless young people to pursue science. More importantly, it revealed something beautiful. Beneath nature's apparent complexity lies elegant mathematical structure. 12 particles and 4 forces create everything we see. Science teaches us we're part of the universe, subject to the same laws as stars and atoms. Nature doesn't let us fool ourselves. Our theories must conform to reality, not the other way around. This unforgiving quality makes science difficult, but guides us towards truths we'd never discover through pure thought. We pursue this knowledge not because it's useful, but because understanding the universe at its deepest level is what makes us human.